You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Bottom line is Manny Pacquiao's probably not going to retire, folks. Probably one more fight in the legendary Filipino's fight career. Of course, tonight, winning a 12-round decision over Tim Bradley. And, of course, in their first fight, Bradley won the first fight quite controversially. Manny Pacquiao won the second fight. Manny Pacquiao clearly won the third fight tonight. Of course, this sets up a fight between Manny Pacquiao and who? Manny Pacquiao is running for Senate next month. What's he going to do after that? Who knows? His boxing future is sort of, going to say, up in the air. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao was the winner tonight, as was Anthony Joshua, of course, a new IBF heavyweight champion, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of the UK now, 16-0, 16 KOs, taking out Charles Martin in the very second round. Charles Martin coming in undefeated with a draw and 21 knockouts and 23 wins. Guess what? Didn't last through the second round. The bottom line is Anthony Joshua is a new era of heavyweight boxers. Of course, he, Tyson Fury, and Deontay Wilder rounds out the three best heavyweights in the world right now as far as the world of professional boxing is concerned. Now we switch gears, and let's talk about the world of MMA and bring in my man, Zach Attack Young. Zach Attack, Rafael Dos Santos, Junior Dos Santos, or Big Ben Rothwell, where do you go in this one?
I think I'm actually going with Ben Rothwell, and it's one of those weird things where, like, a few years ago, I wouldn't think Ben Rothwell had a chance, but I just think Junior Dos Santos has declined so much mainly because of those Cain Velasquez fights.
Man, you can't take a beating like that. I mean, he got beat on. I mean, basically, somebody took a hammer and beat him in the face, or a mallet and hit him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take a beating like that, and you definitely can't take two like that.
Yeah, they were bad. Those were some horrific beatings, and Cain to open that can of ass whoop and just kept spraying him. He punished him. Of course, Cain losing via very quick knockout the first time around with Junior Dos Santos. He avenged that loss not once but twice. Now, Gabriel Gonzaga's in the co-feature taking on Derek Lewis. Is Gonzaga got anything left at this point in time?
He has a little bit left. I mean, he has enough left where he could win that fight. You wouldn't be surprised, but I think you got to go with Derek Lewis in that one.
There's a chick fight on the card as well as Marna Moroz taking on Christiana Santulu. Of course, that's a woman's strawweight bout, 115 pounds. 10 fights in all. They start off on Fight Pass, and at 11 a.m. they go to Fox Sports 1. Of course, that is the big event. Now, that's this weekend. How about UFC 200? I'm talking about the rematch. Conor McGregor, of course, and Nate Diaz hooking it up for the second time. Nate Diaz winning the first time. Let's not talk about the main event. Let's talk about underneath. This looks pretty good. Jose Aldo and the uncrowned champion, 145, Frankie Edgar. Am I wrong for calling him the uncrowned champion, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say you're wrong because I still think, I mean, Conor McGregor could still beat him in a fight. That would be a great fight, and I hope it happens one day.
Conor McGregor's not fighting 145 anymore. He's fighting 170.
Yeah, well, I would, you know, I don't know if he'll go back to 145. I could see him fighting at 155, but I'm not sure if he will go back to 145 at this point.
Jose Aldo, of course, coming off that 13-second loss to Conor McGregor. I guess if McGregor wins here and Jose Aldo wins here, it looks like that's a likely match here, trying to put that back together, huh?
Yeah, probably, and maybe at lightweight. I mean, you never know. I don't know if Jose Aldo would take that fight, but that might be the most logical place for that to happen.
Okay. Misha Tate, the girl that beat Holly Holm, the girl that, of course, Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey, but Misha Tate beat Holly Holm, and Holly Holm was handled by Lenny Fresco. As you remember, Lenny Fresco is the guy that always called his own shots, and Dana White hated him. He hated him. You know he hated him. And now he's locked Holly Holm out of the picture, hasn't he?
Yeah, he kind of has. I mean, I know that Dana White was ecstatic when Misha Tate won because that's an easier matchup for his cash cow Ronda. Because I mean, people say that Holly Holm had the appeal and all that. I don't see her becoming as big of a star as Ronda was. She just doesn't quite have that it factor.
You're right. The it factor's gone. Although she was a dominant, I think she could beat Ronda Rousey if they're fighting 10 times. She'd probably beat her 11 or 12 times. Now Travis Brown's on the card. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, he's laying pipe with her. And he's taking on Cain Velasquez, the aforementioned Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez and Travis Brown. Travis Brown has never proved himself at the upper echelon of the heavyweight division, has he?
No, he hasn't. And I'd honestly be surprised if Cain doesn't stop him. I really would. I don't think that he has much of a chance in that fight because he's lost to guys that are way, way below Cain Velasquez's skill level.
Okay, real quick before we go to Charles, at USC 197, of course, John Jones. John Jones was in jail a week ago. Now he's out?
Yeah, he was arrested for supposedly drag racing and not having his ID again. I don't know if this guy just thinks he's so famous he doesn't need an ID. But
time out, Zach. You do know the Albuquerque Police Department are the most, probably the most corrupt police department in the entire United States right now. There was an NPR special on him yesterday said that out of the 300 things the Justice Department said they had to do to straighten out the police department, they've only done 3 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely not one of the best police departments out there, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he didn't have his ID on him, they can't really fake that, you know.
Yeah, but they jammed him because he was John Jones. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, folks. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check them out their website, WBOboxing.com.